If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Talk to me, sleep.
My name is Brett Lears, and this is my story. I saw the abandoned factory in the distance. This better be the place, I muttered under my breath. As I got closer to the factory, a pit grew in my stomach. The place looked like it was straight from the 1920s. The outside was all rusted and in ruins. I slowly opened the door. The inside was more horrifying than the outside. Everything was disheveled and rusty. The smell of the place matched its appearance perfectly. Right in the middle of the room was a table. On the table was a desktop computer. This didn't surprise me. I sat down at the computer. I typed in the same website URL as before, treasurehunt.onion, and pressed enter. The website loaded, and the usual five icons loaded. On each icon, it had the word challenge written on it. Each challenge icon was numbered 1 through 5. This was the last challenge of the treasure hunt until I received my award. All I have to do is beat challenge number 5. I thought to myself, this better be worth all the damn effort I put in. I clicked on challenge 5. A new black box filled the entire screen. 3 math problems populated the area. 5 plus 5. 3 times 5. 20 divided by 4. This had to be a joke, I thought to myself. The last 4 challenges involved complex code breaking, and now the final challenge is just basic arithmetic. I typed the answers next to the questions. 5 plus 5 is 10. 3 times 5 is 15. 20 divided by 4 is 5. I made sure I typed the answers in correctly. I pressed the enter button. Some time passed, and nothing happened. I thought maybe the computer froze. All of a sudden, a text box displayed across the screen. Congratulations, it said. A new screen loaded. The layout was similar to any online chat room. There were 3 names under the user list, including my own. My eyes lit up as I recognized the other 2. They were my cybersecurity coworkers, John Smith and Dan Barney. This had to be a mistake, I thought to myself. I was the first to type in the chat. Are you guys really in the chat? I was going to ask the same about you guys, Dan replied. How can I really trust it's you 2? John asked. Well, what's something that only the 3 of us know? I asked. John quickly replied. We worked on that cybersecurity project together for the Atlas firm. We all had unique code names because the work we did was top secret. Dan typed back, yes, the Atlas firm. What fond memories. That is also a great idea, John. Let's all type our code names in the chat. There's no way to fake that. I was the first to type mine. BL594 exclamation point. Followed by Dan. DB5763 pound. Lastly, John typed his code name in. JS008 star. Wow, I thought to myself. This really was them. I continued to type in the chat. So, how did you guys find out about this game? John replied. I received a coded email from a guy named Morpheus. Dan responded. The same exact thing happened to me. I typed. That is how I got introduced as well. So, I assume the prize will be split by the 3 of us? John asked. I hope so, I replied. I was a little annoyed at this point. All of this hard work to share the prize money with 2 other people. Were your challenge 5 questions easy too? Dan and John both replied with yes. The chat was silent for a second, and then John continued to type. Something about this game is giving me an uneasy feeling. Why would someone putting on a treasure hunt include us 3? I'm beginning to think this was about the Atlas project. We had to sign our lives away and swear on our souls not to speak of anything we worked on. Maybe we are here together for a reason. Everything John said hit me like a ton of bricks. This had to be about the Atlas project. Maybe this wasn't a benign treasure hunt at all. Someone had targeted us. But why? Where are you guys located? I asked. Dan replied, I'm aboard this abandoned steamship located in Saugatuck, Michigan. John responded, I'm inside an abandoned mall in Orlando. I said, that's weird. The admins must have a thing with abandoned places. I'm in an old abandoned warehouse in the outskirts of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. "Did you guys see that message on your screen?" John asked. Both Dan and I responded with no. John continued, "Red text came across my screen. It said, 'You know too much. You must kill yourself. A pill will dispense from the computer. Swallow it, and everyone you care about will be spared.'" "You're messing with us, John. Stop playing around. This isn't funny," I said. John responded, "I wish this was a joke. I am dead serious. A white and black pill dispensed from the computer. A timer just appeared on my computer." My stomach dropped. Different thoughts raced through my mind. What if this was serious? What would happen to John if he did not comply? I said, "Just stay calm, John. This is probably a sick joke. I'm beginning to think this whole treasure hunt was a sham." Dan replied, "Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried, John. I doubt anything will happen once that timer hits zero." "I really hope you guys are right," John said back. "How much time do you have left?" I asked. "Only 10 seconds," he replied. The 10 seconds went by, and we didn't hear back from John. "Is everything okay, John?" Dan asked. "Yeah, I guess. Nothing happened. Wait, an image just popped up on my screen." Some time had gone by, and John didn't say anything more. "So, what is the image of?" I asked. "My daughter. She is dead. They killed her. My wife is next," they said. An overwhelming sense of dread consumed me. This had to all be a lie. "There's no way," I typed. "How do you know it's real, John? Images can be faked." "It is real. There's just too much detail. She's gone. This is my last message. I am swallowing the pill. I will not let my family perish." "Damn it, John, wait. You don't know what you're doing," Dan typed back. All of a sudden, a notification came across the screen. John Smith logged off. "What the hell is going on, Brett?" Dan asked. "I don't know. This feels like a Black Mirror episode. I don't know what to make of this. I think we should travel to John's location," I replied. I didn't hear back from Dan for a while. "Dan, is everything all right?" "No. I just got the same message on my screen as John did. It says you know too much. You must kill yourself. A damn black and white pill just dispensed from the computer, and a timer is counting down from a minute." "What are you going to do?" I asked. "This is all BS. I'm going to wait and see what happens." "What is the timer at now?" 10 seconds, Dan replied. I prayed that nothing would happen to Dan's family. "Okay, the timer hit zero," Dan said. "And what happened?" I asked. I didn't receive a response for a while. I started to get nervous. "Dan? What is going on?" "They are cowards. They sent me a picture of my wife's severed finger. Her wedding band was still on it. I'm doing it, Brett. I'm going to swallow the pill." "Damn it, Dan, don't do it." It was too late. Dan was another victim. All of a sudden, the same text displayed across my screen. "You know too much. You must kill yourself. A pill will dispense from the computer. Swallow it, and everyone you care about will be spared." My stomach fell out of my chest. Reality as I knew it felt like it was caving in. I stood up from my computer and ran out of that old factory as fast as I could. I turned on my smartphone. A message popped up. It said, "You can run, Brett, but you can't hide." I immediately threw my phone out of the car. I raced home wondering if I would even have a family to come home to. Upon opening the door, I was greeted by a police officer. He said, "Have a seat, Mr. Lears." "Where the hell is my family?" I yelled at him. "Don't worry, they are safe. They are in good hands," he said back. What the hell could this be about, I thought to myself. I proceeded to sit down on my couch. The man continued to talk. "We found the body of John Smith's daughter and the body of Dan Barney's wife in your house." My face lost all color. I thought I was about to faint. "No, that can't be possible. What are you talking about?" He leaned closer to me and whispered in my ear, "This didn't have to happen, Britt. You should have just swallowed the pill. I will give you a second chance. Here is another pill." He held out a black and white pill in his hands. "And if I do this, you promise you won't harm my family?" I asked. "Yes, that is a promise. Sorry you got caught up in this, Brett. There is just no other option. You three just found out too much about the Atlas Project." I swallowed the pill, and my world went black. Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a second and leave a rating. Also, don't forget to check out my animated horror stories on YouTube. Just search Dr. No Sleep in the search bar to find my channel.